Well, hey all you cool techers out there, this is Eugene Shoebottom, and I'm from Lapeer, Michigan. This is my first podcast, so I'm probably going to be a little nervous about this. I'm going to do something totally different than you guys are probably used to. I'm going to do a podcast of our barn. We have two barns, but I'm just going to do the one today. And maybe later on I'll do another one. If I can get this to upload to BCT, then maybe I'll do some more. You probably hear the air conditioner running. That just kicked on now. It's kind of hot up here now. It's muggy. And, alright, I'm going to go outside here and give you a little tour of our barn. By the way, I'm recording on the VoiceSense at 22,050 kilohertz and 8 bits per channel. These files are huge. I don't know. Even if I zip them, they're not much smaller, so I don't know. That's the way it goes, I suppose. Alright, let's go out here and take a little tour of the barn here. This could be something. There's all kinds of junk in these barns, I'll tell you. There's lots of junk. Alright, let's go in here and give you a little tour of the barn. Okay. Alright, I'm going in the side door here. We have two 8-foot doors, and we got another door that I just went in. They're electric doors. It's a 24 by 32 barn. That's what I said before, and I'm standing here going in the door, going to the right, and over here we have our snow blade right here for our Polaris Ranger. It's a rusty old thing, I'll tell you. It's nasty. It's a 5-foot blade, and it's electric. It's got chain that lifts it up and down. Pretty slick outfit, it is. And then, I'm going left around that. And, well, here is my leaf blower. It's a 26cc Ryobi 4-stroke. Got quite a lot of power. It's a good running thing. I don't know what the wind speed is or anything on that, but it sure does the trick. And there's start this beast up and let you hear it run. Okay, I'll lay the VoiceSense down here. And I don't know. This stuff might be pretty loud. I don't quite know how. This mic is pretty sensitive. I know that. Well, it'd help if I turn the switch on, you know. Yeah, there you go. Get a sound of how that runs. Oh man, this is something here. Okay, well, hopefully I have better luck and further on I go here. All right, I'll go around this thing here to the right side and keep going ahead. And let's see what we fall over next. A bunch of boxes. And I mean, here, listen, you hear all that cardboard boxes and junk. I mean, here's a vacuum hose. Let's see. And well, don't look like I'm gonna make it through here. This is a mess. On the wall we have I don't know what the heck this thing is. It's a big round, I don't know what it is. It's in like a paper bag. Then ahead of me there's a vacuum. It's a shop vac. And I think it's 6 gallons. Not for sure on that one. I keep going straight ahead along this wall. And it's not like an aluminum wall. Or it's some kind of, like a tin. Here's, here's our snowmobile. It's a 2000 Polaris 600 XC. And it's a two-stroke. It's oil-injected, liquid-cooled. And it's got 120 on the speedometer. We haven't had it up quite that high before. Had it up to about 90 a couple times. And I ride on the sled behind it. I just ride on a plastic sled. And we've been up to 50 on that before. And you're moving pretty fast, I'll tell you. Got to hang on for dear life. And let you hear what this sounds like. That's what that sounds like. Oh yeah. Okay. Now, here's my bike with, two flat tires. Got about, it feels like about 10 pounds air in the front one and less than that in the back one. And, not much to say about that. It's a 6-speed bike. Me and my dad go up riding and up north. And we ride on blacktop roads or gravel or whatever. And I'm going around the skis of the snowmobile here on the south wall of the barn. Well, am I going to make it around the skis here? Now, that's another question. Well, I guess I did. Now I'm over here in the corner. There's a big old plastic tub of something. It's nothing in it, just a plastic tub. And that's unusual for us to not have something in that. And I turn and I go around here. And here is our Pushmore. It's a 3.5 horse Briggs and Stratton on it. No way I can get to that to start it, let alone get around it. And this is a mess. Here's our neighbor's DR trimmer. It's about 15 years old, and they let us use it. He didn't want it anymore, so we got it. And getting around this push mower is a trick, I'll tell you. And go around that, and here's, still going along the walls here. Here's the cover to our snowmobile and a chair. And to my left, there's another big plastic tote with junk on it. I mean junk. There's a stool, and there's a, oh man, I don't know what the heck is inside it. I guess it's like a, sounds like something metal inside it. Who knows what? I sure ain't taking the lid off to find out. And here, straight ahead of me, is a back tire to a, it's a 1971 Ford 3000 tractor. My grandpa, when he died, he wanted us to have it. That's what he always told me. And so sure enough, here it is, and we use it all the time around here for hauling dirt and hauling our trailer up out of the woods and a little bit of everything. And taking little stumps out, and we got 4.5 acres here, so we have some fun with it. I've been knowing how to drive this since, since I was about 7 years old. He started teaching me how to drive a stick shift. I'll get up on here and tell you a little about it. Let's see here. He's got, I think they're 26-inch tires on the back. I don't know what the front ones are. It's got 8 gears. It's got 4 low range and 4 high range. You got, give you an example. To the left and ahead is low. Straight up is second. To the left and back is third. To the right and ahead is fourth. And then High Range works same way. Fifth is to the left is and ahead is fifth. Straight ahead is sixth. To the left and back is seventh. To the right and ahead is eighth. And you can upshift these, but you got to stop the tractor in order to downshift them. So that's one thing that took me a little getting used to. My dad steers naturally, or my grandpa, and I run the throttle and I run the shift of gears. I don't like using the brake too much, put it that way. Don't have to worry about wearing brakes out with me. I like to open the old throttle up, though, that's for sure. It's a nice outfit. It's got a manure loader on the front and a grader blade on the back. It's on a 3-point hitch. And manure loader's, it's hydraulic, and the back is too. You don't have a tilt bucket. You got a lever. You got to trip it so it'll tip down to dump the dirt out of it or whatever you're hauling. Then it's got power steering. And that was a big deal, I'll tell you. They used to have tractors when my grandma and grandpa farmed. They didn't have power steering or didn't have, anything on them really. They had some old tractors, and we won't go into all that. They had a John Deere, and they had an old co-op, and they had a lot of old tractors. And then this was their last tractor they bought. It's a 71. That was their last one. And it's still running strong. It's only got 1,300 hours on it. And it's got a 3-cylinder, 39-horse engine. Liquid cooled, naturally. Big old radiator on the front. It's got a fan direct drive. Just a great big old battery in it. And I don't know why they use such big batteries in tractors. I'll tell you, man, these things are heavy. It's got differential lock to lock your back wheels together. If one starts spinning, you can push the lever down and lock the other one. It's got PTO, live power, power takeoff. To run the snowblower or to run whatever else you want to use. The old tractors didn't have live power. You couldn't actually stop the power takeoff. You had to, if you pushed your clutch in, you couldn't stop the power takeoff. But on this, you could. You can push it halfway down and it stops your tractor. You put it the rest of the way down, it disengages your power takeoff shaft. So that's a good deal. So that's enough about that. I can start this up and let you hear it, how it runs. Smooth running thing. Let her idle a minute and I can cover up a little bit. Yeah. Now that will probably be pretty loud. So that the muffler kind of got screwed up on it too, so that's probably why it's loud. I think it's from hitting the barn door too many times at my grandma and grandpa's place. Kind of broke it out of the engine a little bit. So that could explain that. So we'll get down off the tractor here and see what else we can fall over. A little bit about me here. I was been blind since birth. I'm 26 years old. And how about that? My hair's falling out already. My dad always used to say it's from all them brains up there. Yeah, I don't know about that one. All right, well, here's his bike straight ahead. I'm going to fall over. There's the seat. It's a 6-speed, just like mine. Well, I'm not going to be able to go. Here's the freezer in the far back end corner here of the barn. And we got a refrigerator right beside it. And go around to the left side of this bike. Well, maybe. Tires are kind of flat on it too, by the way. And here's the front wheel of my bike, my three-wheeler. It's got 3 speeds. Even the low gear is pretty high gear, so you're not gonna climb any hills with this thing, that's for sure. You got low, you'll be able to hear this. There's second, there's third. It's just got a knob on the handlebar you turn. And pretty simple thing. Now here to my left is, right here, it's a 2003 F-250 Super Duty, 4-wheel drive. It's got all the manual locking hubs and no automatic stuff on it. But we beefed her up a little bit. Come to the back here, and you'll be able to maybe hear this. I don't know. Let's see. Back here is your let's see here, stainless steel exhaust we put on it, and right here. There's stainless steel, dual exhaust, and we put a, they call it a green air filter, G-R-E-E-N-E. It's got an E on the end of it. I have no idea why. That's just one of them things. Air filter, and it's right out in the open. It's on the driver's side. You open the hood up, and it's right there. It's a big, looks like metal screen. And it's got cotton filters inside it. You got to clean it every about 5,000 miles. It's got, this truck's got 16-inch, I think they're, could be wrong on this, I think they're, could be 265, 75 R16s on it, I believe. I could be wrong on that for tires. Coopers. It's got telescope mirrors on it, which sure wouldn't do me a darn bit of good. It's got, for towing the trailers and stuff. They're power mirrors. It's got just your basic stuff, your tilt wheel, your cruise, air, AM, FM radio, CD, cassette player, which is cool. Can't even get a cassette deck anymore. What else does it got? It's got your tachometer, which is nice. And you don't have many gauges. It's got a heat gauge and it's got a transmission temperature gauge on it too. That's kind of nice, and just your normal stuff. But it's got a 7.3-liter power stroke diesel. This thing is loud. I'll tell you. I don't know how the voice sense will do with this. It is kind of on the loud side. Inside here, I'll get in here. There's kind of a lot of junk in the middle here. There's my dad's got a lot of papers and who knows what all in here. I got jumper cables in my door. And I got, the key might not even be in here. Who knows? I got a cord to my battery charger. Got a set of jumper cables. You name it. I got all kinds of junk. There's some Velcro covers for tires. What else is in here? Just to give you a little idea here. I mean, just junk. I mean, oh, we have more, a couple bolts off of something. I have no idea what they're for. And, here's a bottle of Purell. Something sticky, nasty in the door. Pair of gloves up in the top. You name it, there's all kinds of junk in here. Well, here's the keys. I found them right here. Be able to let you hear this thing. Probably don't need to let the glow plugs heat up very much, but I'll let them heat up a little bit. There's 8 glow plugs. That's how that works. One for each cylinder. It heats the cylinders up, so when the fuel sprays into it, it'll start it. And here you go. That's how that sounds. But, that's the big beast that she is. So, give you a little idea what that bad boy sounds like. Take the keys out of her here. And why not? Might as well blow the horn while I'm here too. There you go. So, come out of here. And there's not much along the other wall here, along the east side over here. Too much. There's, I mean, the east, right along the east wall, there's all the junk. And then kind of in the middle of the barn, there's not too much on this east side. And over on the west wall, there's nothing at all. So that pretty much covers the barn here. So while I'm at it, I might as well, what the heck, I'll go down and give you a little tour of the other barn too. Why not? And you can get a little idea what our barns are like. If you guys want to contact me, you can. I'll give it out now, and then I'll give it out again when I'm done here. You can get a hold of me at hotrodford82@gmail.com, just like it sounds. HOTROD FORD 82@gmail.com. And let me know what you think of this. It's not too exciting, I know, probably, because it's my first one and I'm not too used to it. I've been listening to you guys for probably, I don't know, going on a year off and on. And man, you guys do a heck of a job, I'll tell you. I've learned a lot of stuff. I'll go down here and a little tour of the other barn. Oh, the old wind just come up, so that's probably pick up a lot of noise from that. And probably hear the air conditioner again a little bit. And it's a nice day down here, I'll tell you. Sun's shining. It's in the low 70s. Now, my dad left the door open, which is not a good idea. All the bugs probably came in here. We have a bug zapper in our barn. I'll shut this and maybe it'll get some of them if it's dark enough. It's, I'm going to shut this door here good enough. And, as you can tell, it's a sliding door. It's not electric, that's for darn sure. Wished it was, I'll tell you. There we go. Okay, now I'll go in the side door here, the east door. And along the north wall, we have, I'll go right first here and go along the north wall as I come in the barn here. Got the door that I just shut. Big, I guess it's like an aluminum kind of thing. It's got wood in it too. Now, how big these doors are? I think they're 12 foot, maybe. It's good sized. It's a 30 by 40 barn, pole barn. And we've had it up since 1987. Got electric in here. And cement floor, just like in the other one. Got lights in here, which, well, we won't go there. I know where one light switch is in the barn anyway. It's because there's two plug-ins here too, two outlets. And so anyway, going along this north wall is a door. And right straight ahead of me is, well, there's all kinds of junk on these walls in here, so you're not going to get a too good idea what's in here, because if I go banging stuff around, well, something might fall down and conk me upside my head, and you guys won't even get this podcast, so that wouldn't be a good idea. I wouldn't think. So, All right, right straight ahead of me is a generator. It kind of got rusted out pretty bad because we haul it up to our cabin in our trailer. We got a 20-foot trailer. We haul our stuff in it. You'll get to see what stuff it is here in a little bit. This generator's got a 10-horse Briggs & Stratton. It's a 5,500-watt generator. We take it everywhere we go in case the darn electric goes out up there, the cabin. You're up in the woods up there, so it's got a 8-gallon fuel tank. Runs about an hour a gallon is about all. It's not that great on gas. It does the trick, I'll tell you that. Let's start this thing up so you can hear. Now, this is going to be loud. I mean, real loud. I'll set the voice sense down behind it. This thing is rusted out pretty bad, so you're going to turn your headsets down to your speakers because it could just blow them. I don't know. That's enough of that. That's enough of that thing. There's a shield under the muffler that's rattling big time, and that's what's so loud. It's just an ear ringer, I'll tell you. So, go straight ahead of that, and there's our, well, it's a little, like a wicker pail. And I have no idea why it's sitting here. I don't even know what's in it. I don't want to find out either. Straight ahead of that's the air compressor. It's plugged into the generator. That way we can run it a little bit. Keep the carburetor from plugging up. And Dad's got this crap up here. It's like a metal shelf, and there's all kinds of junk up here. I'm not even going to check it out. There's a roll of toilet paper. That's interesting. No bathroom in the barn, but there's a roll of toilet paper out here. Okay, well, there's hammers and like an air hose, and there's, I don't know, junk. I mean, just like a thing full of bolts. There's a big butter dish full of stuff, screws and bolts probably, and give you an idea. There's all kinds of stuff up on the wall that I ain't even gonna mess with. And here's our old table and chairs, and I wore out all the chairs. The bearings are all gone and the mechanisms from rocking so darn much. And it literally wore them out. So we got it out here in the barn. When we're working on stuff, we use the table and chairs, what's left of them. Straight ahead of me, there's a toolbox on the floor and something else here that I just tripped over. I have no idea what it is. It's a coffee can. How about that? Full of, sounds like coffee. It can't be, though. It's like sand or something, probably. I have no idea what for. It's probably a Folgers coffee can, I imagine. I'm almost to the west wall over here. Well, then I'll make it here or not, I don't know. Because here's a big tool cupboard that I got Dad for Christmas or something one year. And I'm not going to open that up. Here's another chair to our dinette set that's out here. And another chair. I probably won't be able to go through between these. Maybe I will if I move them all out of the way. And on the west wall we have a broom. That's just a normal broom. Nothing's different about it. Here's a big toolbox. I got my dad this too one year. It's got like five drawers in it, and the top opens up. Holds a lot of junk, and I'm not even gonna. It would fill up your guys' hard drive, I'm sure, if I tried to go through all this junk in this barn. There's a big old magnet here on the toolbox. Picking up metal screws and bolts. It's a great big old heavy magnet. Here's a bench, a wood stool. When we're working on stuff in here, here's a, I have no idea what that is. It looks like a big set of, it's a big set of pliers and cords laying around, and there's everything on this little bench here. Here's a vise. It's mounted on a bench. And I'm falling over this other toolbox and another stool and another stool to the right of that. And I got to move out of the way to get around it. And, this is just a disaster for for us crazy blind people out here, I'm telling you. It's a disaster. And no, by the way, I'm not using a cane or anything. I'm just doing this. And it's probably not the safest thing, but oh well. Don't go very fast, and nothing too bad can happen, I don't think. Yeah, here's another big tote full of stuff. Here's a thing full of cans, pop cans. There's our bug zapper you can probably hear we got in the barn. And another, some kind of metal plate up here. I don't know what that's for. It's got writing on it. It's sitting on top of some wood. And there's no way I'm going to get around all this, so we're going to have to... I'm kind of veering a little bit to the south here to get around all this stuff. Here's our boat. It's give you a little idea. It's a 17 and a half foot Glastron. It's got a 140 horse, 3 liter Mercruiser engine. It's a 4-cylinder. It's got the walkout front. It has a it's got the seat that goes all the way around the front, which is nice. And it's a nice outfit. I'll get inside here and put a voice sense down here on the seat. The way I can crawl in over this light and all the wiring here for the trailer hitch, for the lights and everything. And I didn't have to make too big a mess out of the boat. It's been raining here a lot, and there's a lot of junk here in my shoes, I'll tell you. Okay, now I'm sitting up front here to give you an example. And to go around, here's the whole seat. You go all the way around, goes around, all the way around the side of the front of the boat. It goes all the way around the front of the boat. There's all seat. And now I'll go back here to the back. And there's the seats open up for storage. There's a window here. You can shut it if you want. It's on a hinge. And that way you can kind of stay warm, keep the wind off of you. And this thing I'm standing on here is plastic, and that opens up for storage into the bottom of the boat. And then you have a passenger seat over here on the left side. And the driver's side's on the right. And in the back here, you got your back seat. And there's cup holders, and back seat opens up. And under the seat above that is your engine and everything, your outdrive and your oil reservoirs and your all the good stuff under there. And here's in the driver's seat. I'll give you an idea what all. I drove a boat for, my dad had an old 67 Larson. It had a 60 horse Johnson on it. And that's how I learned to drive a boat. Started learning that when I was about 3 years old. He started working with me on it. And I've been doing this kind of stuff ever since then. This boat here is a 95. It's a 1995. We got it in 2000. We bought it used, naturally. And it's a... It's a good, nice running boat. It's got the depth finder, which is right here to my right. I don't know if you can probably be able to hear it. Naturally, it's not going to read anything because it's not in the water. You hear the beep when it goes on. You probably can hear it ticking. That's how it sounds. Now, it has I call it a CB, but it's a marine radio. We just got one put in not too long ago again. The other one, the antenna and that, the contacts got all rusted and everything, so we just got rid of it and got a nicer radio. And I'll just turn on and hear that, and I'll put on the weather channel if I can pick anything up. Because I'm in the barn here, I might not be able to. That happens sometimes. There you go. Oh, that's nice. That'll give you an idea. We're having nice weather around here. That's next Wednesday. Shut the key back off here. Now, to my right, I'm sitting in the driver's seat. There's two switches that are for accessories. You can hear that. There's side by side to my right. Then there's a cigarette lighter plug that we got our depth finder plugged into. Right ahead of that is the radio. I got that set for, I think it's 88.7. There's no real channel there because we use an FM transmitter to play our music through. And so that's why it sounded kind of goofy. It's got a lid that folds down over it like that. You can hear that. That's to keep the water out of it. It's got a rubber seal around it. And then ahead of that is the mic for the shortwave, the CB or marine radio, as you should call it. And it's got a cord like on a, kind of like a phone cord, the old curly kind of cord. Looks like threads on a screw. And then you got your dash. On the right side, there's four switches. The first one, you're gonna like this. Turn your speakers down a little here. That's the horn. The second switch is the lights. If you put it down, just your backlights come on. Put it in the middle, is off. And to the top is all your lights. And then your third switch, from left to right, down turns on the bilge pump. And there's no water in here. That's a good thing. Put it in the middle is off. And put it up, turns the fan on. Probably hear that. And then the last switch, down does nothing. There's nothing hooked up to the down in a position part of it. Middle is off, and up turns on your dash lights. For your gauges in that, it's got an oil gauge, it's got a heat gauge and a voltage gauge. And that's pretty much about it. You can start that up just for a second because it's not in the water. You can't let it run, but this thing can give you an idea. It has it's got an automatic choke on it too, so it floods out real easy if you idle it down. You got to keep it revved way up, but I'm just going to start it and shut it off. That way you can see how it sounds out of the water. This thing is loud. I'm going to leave the fan on a little while. The idea of that is to get all the fumes out of there, so if the starter happens dark or if the like when the engine goes to fire, sometimes you can get a little arc from anything. Maybe you got a wire that's arcing a little, or a plug wire. Starter might do it a little bit if it's getting bad. Anything can arc, and if it does, that engine's all underneath that seat, so it can blow up, literally. That's why they put fans on them like that, and you're supposed to run them for 5 minutes before you start the engine. And people have actually done that. They forget to turn the fan on and start the boat up, and boom, big old explosion out in the lake. Catches on fire. And, by the way, there's the steering wheel on this boat is pretty cool. It's a tilt wheel. There's all the way up, you can probably hear, and there's one, two, three, and four positions on it. That's pretty nice. It just like in the car, it's got a lever to push down, and it releases the catch, and then you can move the wheel where you want it. It's got power steering too, and it has that tilt wheel, which is nice. It's got a steering wheel that's got the same kind of cover on it that it would have in a car, probably. Same kind of vinyl or whatever it is. And I'll start this up and let you see what it sounds like here. That'll give you an idea. That thing is loud. Yeah, it is. You start a boat out of the water and you're talking loud. I wished it was hooked up to the water hose and I could have walked around behind it and let you see how it sounds. Then, we'll go out of here. And I got to go up the front of the trailer over the tongue, because there's way too much junk around this thing to get out of here, so I gotta sit the voice sense back down over here on the seat so I can get out of this thing. It's not an easy thing to do without ripping all the wires off and for the trailer hitch. It's all wrapped around the trailer hitch, I should say. It's for the lights. Now I'll get the voice sense here again. And should have locked the keys there. I couldn't shut it off accidentally. Okay. Now we'll go over here to the passenger or the driver's side of the boat, which would be the right side. And down here we have a weed whacker, just the end of the weed whacker. I just tripped over. There's lots of things to trip over in this barn, I'm telling you. Here's our little generator. It's a 2 horsepower, 1,000 watt, well, 900 watt. It's got a gallon gas tank on it. It's a Briggs & Stratton engine. It's got a this darn low oil shut off on them. Both generators got that. If it was me, I'd unplug the stupid things, I'll tell you. As long as we keep up with the oil changes and that and check them, so why we even need them darn things, I don't know. But it's been acting up lately, though. The float's been sticking in the carburetor, and it's been running rough. But probably can get it to start so you can see how it runs. It's a good running outfit once it gets going. It's got a, it weighs about 80 pounds, though. That's the only bad thing about it. It's real awkward to get around with. It looks like a big gas can, is what it looks like. And the engine sits way back inside it, the generator part, and the engine sits way back inside it. Then you got a switch right there on the right side, two plug ends, and a cigarette lighter plug. It's got two circuit breakers, one for the 12 volt and one for the 120. And that's about all there is to it. The muffler comes out the left side, the opposite side. It's got a rubber thing over that to keep over the side of the engine, keep some of the heat down, I suppose. And let's just see what this sounds like here. You get an idea. There's a little fire. Put the old kerosene to her and try to get that straightened out. And that's the thing anymore, this gas don't seem to be near like it used to. I think we've had more carburetor problems the last 3-4 years. It is hard to believe. I don't know. I think there's a lot of water in the gas or something. Ahead of that we have a dolly. It's got two rubber tires. They call them pneumatic tires. You can put air in them. You can hold 600 pounds. I'm kind of out in the middle of the barn going, well, I guess I'm kind of heading northwest because there's no way you can go along the walls of this barn. So straight ahead of that cart, we have our lawnmower. It's a, it's an 18 horse, Briggs & Stratton ELS engine on it. It's got the electric PTO for the blades, which is nice. You just pull a lever out and the blades engage. And it's got an adjustable seat. I don't know how many positions you can go ahead and back. It's got little catches it lines up with, and it slide the seat ahead and back. Sometimes that sets up and you can't even move the seat, so I just leave it where Dad wants it. I don't move it anymore. You got to keep it oiled all the time. And this thing is had it about 5 years. And I don't know how many hours we put on it so far. We've had it up helping my grandma cut her yard when her lawnmower quit. And there went the bug zapper again. Not much to say about this thing. It's just your standard lawnmower. And Well, you hear what that sounds like here? That give you an idea? That's just your standard old lawnmower. Shut that off. And go over here to the right side of it. And I got to get off the lawnmower first. This could be a trick. Get along the south wall here. If I can go to the south here. There's a rug here, which I don't know what it's for. Here's here's our other lawnmower. We got the battery charger on it. We're going to sell this one because we don't need it around anymore. That was my mom. She wanted this one, and after she's gone, we don't use it anymore. I'm not going to bother starting it up because there's way too much junk around this thing. I mean, there's all kinds of crap, boxes and junk. So here, to my left of that lawnmower, is our it's a Kawasaki Mule 610. We just bought it in March of this year. It's got a 401 cc four stroke single cylinder engine and air cooled. It's a good running thing. We just had it up north running the heck out of it. We got, I want to say around 120 hours on it already. And we sure use the heck out of this thing. There's a towel on the seat. It's got a box kind of like a, they call it a utility vehicle. Because it's got a box on it, like a, kind of like a pickup box or a trailer that tilts. You raise a lever up on the side of the box here by the seat, and then you can tip the box up. It's got a tailgate you can put down too. That's the lever. That give you an idea how tight that thing. You really gotta push that down to get it to lock. And it's got two seat belts on it here. That's kind of handy when I'm driving it. It's got a low and high gear. You can't shift it on the move though. You got to put it in high and then give it the throttle, or put it in low and give it the throttle. You can't shift it when it's moving, or you probably tear the gears out of it. I don't know. I imagine that's what would happen. They tell you not to in the manual. And then you have your brake on the left, naturally. Your gas on the right. Steering wheel's over on the left side where it should be. And you have your headlight switch on the left side. And to the left of that, you have your differential lock, which locks your back wheels together. That, you can hear it. And then it has the choke above that, which you don't need in the summer. I just turn it over until it starts because it'll flood it big time if you use the choke. And then to the right of the steering wheel, you got your shifter. You got low all the way down, high above that, neutral above that, and reverse above that. And then to the right of that, you got your front wheel lock. Works just like the back one. Well, it's a limited slip, I guess you call it a limited slip differential, kind of like your trucks would have. And that's for your front wheels. It's four-wheel drive. And then the whole front of this opens up. That's ahead of that. It's all wet from all the rain. Man, oh man, this thing is soaked. You pull back on this lever and the whole front of it, like that, opens up. I put the voice sense down in there and talk. You can probably hear it echo. And the whole front of that machine opens up, and there's all kinds of junk down in there, storage, like got an air compressor, got rope, got a tow rope, got big old crescent wrench, I don't know, a soldering gun, I don't know what else is in here, just junk. Well, yeah, that's about all. I'm really surprised there. Normally there's a lot of stuff in these things. Now put that back down, and it's got two catches, one on each side, to hold it down. And to the right of that, there's a glove box. And you open that up, you just pull it open. It's got a plastic thing that it slips over. And that's all that holds it. And there's the manual. There's a torch to light our burn barrel every now and then if we use it. A socket wrench. It's got about a, I don't know, 3/8 socket on it probably. And it's got more papers in here. No, that's what I can show you guys. I got a couple talking tire gauges. And I don't know if you guys ever heard of this before, but they're pretty slick. They're a, you put them on the tire. Some of them you got to hit a button, some of them you don't. I got a Radio Shack when you don't. Put it on the tire and it tells you how much air is in the tires. You don't have to, it's great for blind people. I mean, it is. It's a good voice and you can understand it real good. But I won't use this one. I'll use the one up the house. It's got better speech. You'll be able to understand it better. So that's pretty much what's in the glove box. And give you an idea about the old mule a little bit. So you guys can understand it. It's got a bench seat, the whole width of it. I think it's like, I think this mule's 50 inches wide, about. I don't know what the length is. I'd have to look it up, but I don't know the exact length. It's got roll bars on it above me here. And all the way down the side, you know, the front, it goes to the back. And down the side of the back, then over across to the other side. And the same thing. And it's got a screen behind my head back there. It's a metal screen. That way if you're hauling wood or anything, it won't come up and bonk you upside the head, which is a nice thing. Probably went dead. He says, it'd be pretty, take quite a lot to hurt my head. It's like a rock, you know. Well, he's probably right. I've run it into enough stuff. And so we'll start this up and give you an idea how it runs. That's like I say, I just turn it over until it starts, because you flood it real easy if you don't. And grab this beast up and let you hear it. It's got a governor on it, so it can only run like, I don't know how many RPMs, probably around 4 grand. You can hold it wide open all day, you can hear it, see how it... Right there's your governor speed right there. You can run it like that all the time if you want. Like on your trails or anything else, you can hold it wide open. You won't hurt it. And it goes 25 in high gear. I don't know, probably 15 in low. I don't know what it is. We gotta check it with our GPS. I don't know what it goes in low gear. But yeah, it's a smooth running thing. We sure have a lot of fun with it. It's got a 4.6 gallon fuel tank. It runs about, if you're running hard, if you're running at governor speed all the time, it'll get about probably 6-7 hours to a tank, which is real good, I think. If you're just dawdling around here with it, you can get about 12 hours on a tank. And the way gas prices are, we just got gas for $3.88 last night here in town. But you know the way gas prices are, this thing's great on fuel. So I'll get off of this one, and right to the left side of this mule, we have our Polaris Ranger, and this is what we haul in our big trailer. The mule and the Ranger, we haul in it. And this is a 2007 Polaris Ranger XP 700. It's got a 700 cc twin cylinder liquid cooled engine on it. It'd be more than our, we had a 500 before, so I would say it's over 40 horse, put it that way. It goes 50 mile an hour. I'll sit on the seat and go from left to right like before. On the far left is a like a glove box. There's no door on it. You slide your stuff into it and it slants inward, so hopefully it'll stay in there. To the right of that's the steering wheel. Right there. And then to the right of that we have the gear shifter. Down is reverse. Straight ahead of that, or back I should say, straight ahead of that is neutral. Straight ahead of that's low. Straight ahead of that is high. So that's how your gears work. Same kind of thing, you can't shift it when you're moving. It's got a CVT transmission, continuous variable transmission, just like a snowmobile clutch, pretty much. Same kind of thing. And to the right of that, you have the key. Right above the ignition switch, you have a round plastic, looks like a face of a clock kind of somewhere. It's round just like that. It's got a rubber seal around the outside of it to keep water from going in. That's where all your stuff is. You got engine light, you got a check engine light, come on, you got a speedometer, tachometer, tripometer for how far you went. You got your regular odometer, tell you how many miles is on the machine. And you got an hour gauge, tell you how many hours is on it. And it's got a discharge light. If it starts idling too slow or something goes wrong with the alternator, it'll come on. And it's all in that round little clock. Underneath that, you can probably hear that little button. That's how you cycle through the choices of what you want up at one time, like the tach or the trip gauge or the hour meter or whatever. You can click through them. And then to the right of that, you got your switch. You got two switches side by side. The first switch is your headlights. You got the first all the way down is off. The middle is low. And all the way up is high beams. To the right, you got your four-wheel drive selector switch. You got off, which is just regular one-wheel drive. Middle is both back wheels locked together, two-wheel drive. And all the way up is your four-wheel drive, all four wheels locked together. And then to the right of that, you got a glove box. Well, this glove box, you open it up, it's got like a little rubber thing to hold it shut. It sticks into a round rubber sleeve that holds it shut. And in here, there is just, I mean, the cable to our winch, we got a 3,000 pound winch on the front of it, in case you get stuck. Boy, is that ever handy. You got, I don't know, a hat, a couple hats, and I am not even going in here, a winch and the manual to the thing, a clamp for our windshield and that. We got a cab that goes on it. I mean, there's just all kinds of, I'll never get the glove box shut if I go through all that stuff. I'll shut the glove box. and then there's a cup holder on the right, far right side, cup holder on the far left side. And I forgot to say, on the far left, there's a big panel. I'll get up here and open it up. The whole side of the, well, not the whole side, but a big part of this machine opens up on the left side. It drops down like a, kind of like your tailgate would on a truck. It's got a cable that holds it. And boy, inside here, you have all kinds of junk. There's a, well, you can hear that. It's like a bag that something goes in. I got earphones for the chainsaw when we're running it. Kind of cut the sound out. Got a thing to put our chainsaw in to carry it. We cut a lot of wood up here. And really, that's about it. Oh, there's a leash for our dog. And that's about it. So, geez, that was amazing. I could actually tell you what was in that one. So I set that back up. It's got a lock. You turn it sideways to lock it. You turn it clockwise. And this one's fuel injected. It's got a throttle body injection. It's not the new style. And but it's pretty accurate. I mean, it starts in three turns, whether it's warm or cold. It don't make any difference. Hold the key three turns and let go of it, and it starts. And the box on this thing, I was going to say before I started it up, is a plastic. It's heavy plastic. So there's no rusting or anything of that one. And it's got a bench seat just like the Mule, but only it's a lot wider. It's 60 inches wide, this machine is. And the engine and everything is under the seat. The seat comes off of this, and here's your throttle linkage, your fuel injectors, your sensors, your like your MAF sensor and your coolant temperature sensor and all your good, all the good stuff that goes with fuel injection, and your engine transmission. And you can get to the drive shaft. You can get to everything from right under there. Straight, well, it might be hard to get to the drive shaft, but it's straight down there somewhere. You might better crawl underneath to get to that. But anyway, that's where all the stuff is on this. And the front of it, right to my right, there's a right here, there's a slide that goes up. It's a plastic, like a, oh, you'd slide it up like a window, I guess you could say. And then that's the front part of your engine where your oil filter would be and your seals over the manifold to kind of keep the heat down, your stuff like that. So you can check the oil and your filters and that. You can get to the filter. That's the only way you can get to it. So it's got four-wheel disc brakes. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good thing. They make a little noise when you get them wet, but it's a pretty good deal. Like I say, I don't really wear brakes out too much, so they'll last us a long time. And you can hear this thing, how it sounds. It's a smooth running thing. It's got an enrichment setting on it that takes a couple minutes to go off, and then you're not supposed to drive it until that goes off. They tell you not to because they probably want the engine to get warmed up a certain amount so you know it's getting oil to it and everything. But it goes up and down a lot like your newer cars do. The computer, you know, how they don't, you know, keep them too even. The idle moves around a lot on this thing. But it does the trick. We got a snowplow that goes on it. That's up in the other barn that I was talking about. We got a cab that goes on it, a back window, a roof, and a windshield, and two doors. They got locks on them, just like a car would sort of have, like the older cars. You push the button in to open the door, kind of like the older cars would have. Key goes in the button. And, yeah, that's about all there is to this thing. Give me an idea how that beast sounds anyway. And, well, that's about all I can give you guys because it is a mess in these barns. Like I told you, I'm not going along them walls. Because that is just, here's a stone, I guess I could kick that. Probably hear that go rolling across the floor. I'm over here on the opposite wall, and there's no way this east wall, just forget it. There's stuff all over this wall. There's it's a ladder hanging up that I got. Dad, a step ladder, just to give you a little idea. It's a 6-foot ladder, I believe. There's a side of the wall. I can actually get to the wall right here. There's all kinds of junk. Here's a rain suit hanging up, just to give you a little idea here. I mean, it is, here's it's our car ramps. Got them standing up here. They're plastic. Kind of sounds like wood probably, but it's not. It's plastic. And then there's I have no idea what this thing is. Feels like probably waders or something. I don't know what it is. There's two of them right together, so that's, I don't know, they're like, it's made out of rubber. Or I don't know what the heck it is. It's right by the door that I came in. And here's the light switch that I was telling you I knew where it was. And right above the light switch, there's it's a big old thing with a hook on it. I guess you can hang stuff on, but the hook's upside down. So in order to use it for anything, you'd have to turn it around and point it upward. Pretty much, I would think. It's kind of dumb when it's pointing down, but, well, that's just the way it goes. But anyway, that'll give you guys a little idea, and hope you guys kind of enjoyed this. This is my first one, and if you like what you hear, why, you know, email me or whatever, and I can do some more stuff, and there's not too much different stuff to do. I might do, sometime when we're out on the boat, maybe, or something, you know, I don't know. Let me know what you guys might want to hear. I could probably do... I mean, you guys got a lot of the tech stuff covered. I mean, I was going to do one on the voice sense, but Chris did that one. He did a good job at that one, so there's not much more I can say. There's one problem I got with this voice sense, and I'm going to send it back tomorrow. It's funny, just after I do this podcast, I got to send it back. I don't know if you guys know anything about this happening or not. The line in port... I was recording stuff off the XM radio, and the left speaker just quit working. I use different cords and I did all this stuff and it don't make any difference. So I'm going to send it back kind of that. But other than that, I'm happy with this thing. Big time. So I guess that's all for now. And let me know what you guys think. And again, it's hotrod482@gmail.com. And talk to you later. All right, bye.